Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle got a cover story in Variety under the headline, Meghan Markle Lets Her Guard Down on Grieving Queen Elizabeth, Producing with Harry, and Returning to Hollywood. Variety paints a rosy picture of Meghan in the fall of 2022, writing, Meghan has been described as many things, disingenuous, calculating, determined, relatable, even Diana-like. But spend a day with her and you'll witness a side that the public hasn't seen, the nerdy American mom. Meghan talks about how she loves to watch Jeopardy and do Wordle in bed with a glass of wine. She absent-mindedly raps her son's favourite song, a track about the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Ask the Storybots, and talks enthusiastically about Beyoncé, specifically how Cozy is her favourite song from the new album. And what about all the photos you've seen of her with the guarded smile? At the shoot, she couldn't have been more at ease as she shook the hand of every crew member, stylist and photographer's assistant. She shrugged off the pop singers of contemporary radio in favour of her own 1970s road trip playlist. She addressed questions about the past few years head-on. She burst out laughing at the drop of a hat, almost like a princess in a Hollywood movie. When asked what she wanted most out of life, she said, joy. That's really it. It's everything that we can work towards for ourselves, our friends, our kids, those around us that would feel so good. And we do feel joyful. For the first time, Meghan spoke about the passing of the Queen, saying, there's been such an outpouring of love and support. I'm really grateful that I was able to be with my husband to support him, especially during that time. What's so beautiful is to look at the legacy that his grandmother was able to leave on so many fronts. Certainly in terms of female leadership, she is the most shining example of what that looks like. I feel deep gratitude to have been able to spend time with her and get to know her. It's been a complicated time, but my husband, ever the optimist, said now she's reunited with her husband. She was asked about how her family was processing the loss. In big moments in life, you get a lot of perspective. It makes you wonder what you want to focus your energy on. Right now, we feel energized and excited about all of the things we've been building toward. We're also focused on our foundation. So much of the work we do includes the philanthropic space. Variety asked Meghan about her two big interviews that were not well received, the infamous Oprah one and also the interview with New York Magazine. Meghan said, the New York story was intended to support archetypes and focus on our projects. I've had some time to reflect on it. Part of me is just really trusting, really open. That's how I move in the world. I have to remember that I don't ever want to become so jaded that that piece of me goes away. So despite any of those things, onward, I can survive it. Part of what I'm doing with Archetypes is looking at the nuances around the women who come on the show. I'm not a journalist, but I want candid, real conversation with them. I'm talking to some really textured, colourful, layered, dynamic women with strong histories, and that comes with a lot of pieces you can choose to include or not. I choose to include something that I feel is fair to them and also uplifting, and something we can all learn from. About the days after the Oprah interview, Meghan said, even before the interview had been out because I was so pregnant, the one thing I really remember was Gloria Steinem's birthday a few days after it aired. I really wanted to celebrate her at what I thought was just going to be a small and intimate birthday lunch. I envisioned it being us eating sandwiches in this cottage she was staying at. Instead, it was an extravaganza, by the way, as she deserves, but I hadn't really seen people in a long time and the interview had come out maybe a week before. Walking into a room alone is never easy for me, and I remember feeling a bit uncomfortable. But before I could let my uncertainty linger, Pamela Adlon came up to me and greeted me with such warmth and kindness. She toured me around the room, and at every turn more generosity and love was felt. Maybe it's just a testament to the kind of company Glow keeps, but I also think these women were extraordinary to ensure I felt so welcomed. It's like they knew exactly what I needed to feel in that moment. It meant, and still means, so very much to me. The power of sisterhood and female support can never be underestimated. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Variety asked Meghan what we will see in the Netflix doc. Meghan said, it's nice to be able to trust someone with our story. A seasoned director whose work I've long admired, even if it means it may not be the way we would have told it. But that's not why we're telling it. We're trusting our story to someone else, and that means it will go through their lens. It's interesting, my husband has never worked in this industry before. For me, having worked on Suits, it's so amazing to be around so much creative energy and see how people work together and share their own points of view. That's been really fun. As for the Archetypes podcast, Meghan told Variety, I think that what happens, looking in from the outside when there is this much noise, is that you become dehumanized. But if you remember that someone is a human being, then you don't treat them, talk about them, look at them the same way. My hope for archetypes is that people come out thinking, oh, she's a real person. She laughs and asks questions and approaches things with curiosity. I spoke to Paris Hilton last week. I told her at the beginning that I was the most nervous about her interview. I was embarrassed to admit it. But I've had a judgment about her that's based on everything I've seen, and I don't like to come from a place of judgment, but I also didn't grow up pretty. Variety seemed taken aback at Megan's assertion that she didn't grow up pretty. Megan said, I grew up as the smart one. So much of what I ended up thinking about when I thought about Paris was envy and judgment, two of the most dangerous things. But then you hear about her trauma and her life and her buying into this persona. Ultimately, I told her, I'm really sorry that I judged you. I wanted her to be safe and comfortable. I told her I wasn't looking for a gotcha moment. I want a got you moment where we get you. But that episode is not framed as a defense of Paris. It's the humanization of her, and that's true for everybody. I don't care what situation you're in. If a 16-year-old boy or girl or a woman in the workplace feels objectified or dehumanized because their character is misrepresented, I hope everyone listening with an open mind could come away thinking, could I just actually consider for a second that there's a person there? I've done a lot of internal work. I'm from California. It's in the water. And whether you're exercising or meditating, you're sometimes asked to picture a person that makes you angry. You think about them. You get it all out, and then you're asked to think about them as a six-year-old child. Can you forgive them? That's how I contextually approach that. More from Megan's Variety cover, and likely a lot of reactions on tomorrow's Palace Intrigue. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.